Standing Her Ground. Classic short stories by trailblazing women from Macmillan Collectors Library. Edited by Harriet Sanders. Read by Stephanie Racine, Rachel Hanshaw, Thomas Judd, Kristin Atherton, Norma Butikofer, and Sophie Roberts.
Preface. Harriet Sanders. Standing Her Ground is a selection of beautifully crafted short stories about love, loss, belonging, desire, and the passage of time. It's also, just as importantly, a celebration of nine trailblazing women who, each in their own way, broke new ground, be it through their writing, through their activism, or, in some cases, both. These are women whose own pioneering beliefs, actions, and literary innovation are reflected in the pages of their stories and novels. Winifred Holtby campaigned throughout her life for suffrage, for peace, and for the unionization of black workers in South Africa. Alice Dunbar Nelson was one of the first black women to publish writing about her own life as a woman of colour and about the complexities of race. For many years, she taught in America's public schools. She promoted and supported fellow writers of the Harlem Renaissance, and she was a published poet by the age of 20. Mary Shelley was only 19 when she finished writing her world-famous masterpiece, Frankenstein, yet the writing careers and ambitions of both Alice and Mary were overshadowed by their more famous husbands. Other women in this book refused to live by the strict social codes of their times. Catherine Mansfield, a legendary rebel who found life in her native New Zealand very dull, travelled extensively and immersed herself in adventure and a search for novelty throughout her tempestuous life. A key figure of the modernist movement, her writing style is creative and defiant. As Virginia Woolf, another doyenne of the modernist movement who's also included in this book, famously said of Mansfield, "I was jealous of her writing, the only writing I have ever been jealous of." Both Edith Wharton and Willa Cather won the Pulitzer Prize for Literature. Indeed, Wharton was the first woman to do so. She famously explored the dark side of the seemingly dazzling New York milieu that she grew up in. Cather also challenged the conventions of society and of literature. Her writing style and choice of subjects were influenced by both her inner conflicts and her childhood in pioneering Nebraska. In common with Cather, Elizabeth Gaskell wrote boldly about women's lives and marginalised characters, drawing on keenly observed life in rural England and the industrial North. And lastly, Kate Chopin was another author who was never afraid to write about taboo subjects. Her masterful stories dealt with sexual passion, demoralised women, alcoholism, and divorce. Critics were suitably outraged. Standing Her Ground is at once a collection of innovative and rewarding short stories and a tribute to nine brave women who, through their writing and their own rich lives, broke down barriers for generations of women writers and readers to come. Kate Chopin was born in St. Louis in 1850 to a Creole mother and an Irish father. Her husband died when she was only 30, and she was left alone to bring up their six children. She turned to writing to make a living. She wrote three novels and close to 100 short stories, many of which were originally published in popular magazines such as Atlantic Monthly and Vogue.
Kate Chopin. A Pair of Silk Stockings. Little Mrs. Summers one day found herself the unexpected possessor of $15. It seemed to her a very large amount of money, and the way in which it stuffed and bulged her worn old portemonnaie gave her a feeling of importance, such as she had not enjoyed for years. The question of investment was one that occupied her greatly. For a day or two, she walked about apparently in a dreamy state, but really absorbed in speculation and calculation. She did not wish to act hastily, to do anything she might afterward regret. But it was during the still hours of the night when she lay awake, revolving plans in her mind, that she seemed to see her way clearly toward a